Now we move on to the other incident that Mark juxtaposes. You see, in the Synoptics particularly, so much the narrative proceeds by short narrations. We just had this confrontation with the scribes. And now we have this meeting with the family. Now, Mark is not saying these things happen this way, you know, historically. He was there, first the scribes came and then the family came. These are short pericopes, they're called, from the word cut around. Now we have another incident. This is important because when you meditate, you see, you can meditate on one or the other, you can meditate on both. But now we're going to look at this other one about the true family of Jesus. And penetrate to it as far as we can. His mother and his brothers arrived. And standing outside, they sent word calling him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters," in some texts, "are outside asking for you." Jesus answers, "Who is my mother? And who are my brethren?" And looking around at all those around him in a circle seated, he said, "Behold my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, he is brother and sister and mother to me." What is Jesus doing here? He's trying to indicate what is a real relationship. In Mark particularly, we have this notion that Jesus is starting a family. Now at the heart of his family is Jesus and himself and his mother. But what constitutes that family is not just blood relationship. It's doing the will of the Father. And so we have this text, and it has many problems to it, obviously. Who were the brothers? Well, from the very beginning, obviously, you know, the New Testament community held for a virgin birth of Mary. Mary gave birth to a virgin, as a virgin, as Luke explicitly tells us, and Matthew also. It's only Mark that doesn't have anything about that incident with Joseph. These are his close relatives. And it's, you know, everybody can tell you that in that part of the world, you know, the brothers doesn't have to mean those who are children of the same mother and father. But they're out there, they're his relatives, and they're saying, "Jesus, you're making a fool of yourself. And you're embarrassing us," some of them. Our Lady was with them, and she wasn't thinking that. But Mark puts it here because he's trying to establish he's not from Satan, and he's not just promoting his family. Even though they're there to see him, he says, "They are my family because they do the will of the Father, not because we have some blood relationship." And he's setting that as a principle. You want to be my brother? You want to be my sister? You want to be my father? Then do the will of my heavenly Father. And you're part of this family. And again, we have this theme, which is common in Mark, of this messianic family. Our Lord is more overtly teaching that in Mark than in the others. And again, as I say, these are incidents, however and whenever they happen, that Mark juxtaposes, because in that way he's teaching us. How do you relate to Jesus? Well, you can hate him and say that he's doing his work by Satan, or you can misunderstand him and not get what he's doing, or it's hard to say about Our Lady. You know, immaculately conceived, holiest human being who ever lived. But, as John Paul II said, she had to still grow in faith. And so, maybe at this point, you remember how distraught they were when they found Jesus in the temple. Our Lady didn't say, "Oh, there you are, I thought you'd be here." She said, "Your father and I have been looking all over for you." In other words, she grew in faith, but she never hesitated. And she didn't have, like, erroneous ideas of who he is. My gosh, she carried him in her womb for 9 months, and she knows that she conceived him virginally. And she knows there was an angel to tell her about this. And so she knows he's special. But how special? She grows in faith. Until that final wrench at the end when, from now on, you're the mother of everybody. At the cross in John's Gospel. And so, see, the mother came and the brethren. And they were standing outside, and they sent word to him. How did they translate that? Yeah, and called him. And he was there, seated around with a crowd. And they said, "Hey, your family wants to talk to you." And then he tries to clarify from another angle, you see. And Mark puts these two together to say, you see, he's not in league with Satan, and he's not just like the rest of us. Even though he has a mother and brothers and sisters, if you take that in the broad sense of the term. And so, "You want to be close to me," Jesus is saying, "then have my preoccupations." You see, whoever does the will of my Father, that's the one who's brother and sister and mother to me. We're all part of this messianic family. Well, who would be most part of that family? Mary. Who more perfectly fulfills the will of the Father minute by minute, even though she knows the Scriptures, and she also would probably be being prepared by the Holy Spirit. She knows the prophecies, and she knows who he is. And so, but this text is here, and Jesus took this occasion to give instruction, and that's why Mark puts it here. The instruction is, if you want to be close to Jesus, do the will of the Father. Do the will of the Father. Pray. Listen to him. Carry out his will. And you're part of the family. You're part of this messianic family which stretches from there to here and beyond into eternity. So how do I get to be part of that family? Oh, I mean, I'd like to do that. Do the will of your Heavenly Father. Find out what he wants you to do and do it. That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. And little by little, that's what the apostles did. And that's what the saints have done all the way down these 21 centuries. They've listened to the Holy Spirit tell them the will of the Father, and they've done it. No matter what it was, they did it. And that makes them part of the family. And at the head of this family is Jesus, of course, is Mary, who more perfectly did the will of the Father. And so the texts are here in Mark to establish an identity for Jesus. He's not in league with Satan, and he's establishing a messianic family, a new kind of family, not just based on procreation, but based on the power of the will of the Father. And all of those who yield to the will of the Father are bound to each other much more profoundly than flesh and blood could ever do. And so it's what this text is all about. Now, We'll find these themes come up again and again in Mark. We're going to have some parables when we return next week to do this. But then there are texts. In chapter 5, the healing of the Gerasene demoniac, and Jesus says, don't follow me, go home and preach. That's the will of the Father for him. And so if he goes home and starts to preach what God the Father has done through his Son Jesus to liberate him from Satan, he's part of the family. He's a brother to Jesus. And we'll be there soon to see that. So you see, these two texts end a section in Mark. The last lines I've been reading, you know, whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. That ends a section. And as we'll see next week, there's a new section. It begins in Mark by saying, on another occasion. In other words, now why does Mark do that? Well, because, you see, the Holy Spirit is inspiring him. And we don't know how good an author he was on his own before the Holy Spirit began to work with him. But in any event, I'm just going to try to find out for you now. I didn't have my Greek Bible open here. And again, he began to teach by the lake, literally. And that's a great shift, literally. And again, he began to preach, you see. So your mind goes, we're in a new situation now. We do it by chapters, paragraphs. These people, the written word was not the key. It was the spoken word that was the way that things were interpreted and divided. And so next time we get together, we're going to start looking at some of these parables of Jesus. For now, we have this relationship with Jesus. He's founding a messianic family. And you want to belong to it? Go ask the Father what his will is and try to do it. And you're part of the family. And the world will open to you, and the world of the Scriptures will open to you. And you will have the grace to live in that family. Now, it won't be perfect. You know, the disciples are models. Three times at least in Mark's Gospel, they're arguing about who's the greatest, or who's going to be the first, or all that type of thing. Or Peter's just saying, it's unfitting for you to be crucified. When Peter does that, what does Jesus call him? Satan. Out of my way, Satan. Because you're tempting just like Satan now. But by the time they receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, they are bound. And they are bound into the family of Jesus, which is still with us. Anybody who does the will of my Father is brother and sister and mother to me. He's part of his family. Amen.